Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Citizenship. American citizenship. That's my topic. Could you pass the citizenship today? If you were not a citizen and were applying for citizenship status, you would take a questionnaire. You'd have a questionnaire of 100 questions about the history of the United States and the government of the United States. Call it a civics test. And could you pass it? Passing would require a 60% pass mark, at least. So would you be able to pass? Well, let me ask you a couple questions, and you can find out if you'd pass or not. When was the United States Constitution ratified? Do you know? Well, here's another question. What countries fought in World War II? What countries fought in World War I? Do you know? What was the year, or what were the years of the Civil War? What was the purpose of the Civil War? You see, here's a number of questions about United States citizenship. It's somewhat common, and you would expect every school child to have knowledge about these points, at least by the time that they enter into high school, or certainly by the time that they graduate from high school. But a study was done recently by Princeton University at the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation, which is located on the campus of Princeton University. And they surveyed a number of students, a number of adults, as to their citizenship knowledge. And you know what? Only one in three, that's 33%, could pass the citizenship test. In other words, the American population, the American student graduating from high school, the American adult, is not educated in citizenship, in government, and in national interest issues. We are woefully ignorant, if you will. Now, on many occasions, I've had conversations with people from other countries, and they have very deep knowledge and very instilled knowledge of the history of their country, whether it's the wars that their country fought in, or the kings, or the queens, and so on. They know them, and they know the issues related to each king or to each queen and each war. You see, students in other countries take this seriously, and they're taught seriously about the history of their country. It looks like we are failing the test when it comes to our students knowing the history of the United States of America. In my book, Dr. Teach Me to Parent, I wrote a chapter on what parents can do to teach their children basic citizenship issues. I named several of them, such as, do your kids know the Pledge of Allegiance by heart? Can they name some phrases and describe what they mean? Do your kids know by heart the national anthem? And can they take a phrase and tell what it means? You see, there's a number of ways in which we as parents can teach our children citizenship issues and Americanism issues. We just have to deliberately teach it. We have to deliberately think it through. And in my book, Dr. Teach Me to Parent, they have a whole chapter, Helping Parents Teach Citizenship to Their Children. And you can follow the guidelines in that book, and your kids will do well when it comes to citizenship issues. There'll be a basic understanding of what Americanism is, and increase the level of pride in being American. This is particularly true these days as we have many, many people from all around the world wanting to be an American citizen, wanting to come to America. We need to enhance, we need to highlight our citizenship knowledge and our pride of being a citizen of the United States, and make sure that anyone that gains it will gain it with pleasure and with pride and with respect, and will honor their identity as a United States citizen. So there you are. I recommend my book, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. Get it on Amazon. Or go to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. And as a parent, this is one of our responsibilities. Teach our kids citizenship. Teach our kids Americanism. All right? So I wish you well in doing it, and thanks for joining me. Bye for now.